Hi there, I'm Janet Quinlan, and this is Finding Joy in Motherhood, the podcast for women who are looking for practical tools and words of encouragement to create an orderly, joyful, faith, and virtue-driven home. I'll share tips to create mindset shifts that change the way you discipline your children, love your husband, and enjoy your day. This podcast is about coaching women to be the best woman God is calling her to be. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, and welcome to episode number 167, Sorrows and Joys of the Cross. So if you're listening to this episode live, it's Holy Thursday, or maybe you'll be listening to tomorrow on Good Friday, and we're talking about the cross. And if you are listening to this later, after Easter, or even on Easter, I still want to talk about the cross because the cross doesn't end on Holy Thursday or Good Friday. We have crosses throughout our life. And I really would like to focus, as we contemplate Jesus taking up his cross, why he did it, and with what tremendous love he did it, and the complete, complete giving, body, mind, and spirit, to the cross, giving everything he had. Take up your cross and follow me, is what he said. And I think when we read that, we imagine our cross to be something other than it is. We don't imagine it will ever be our husband or our children. They aren't supposed to be our crosses. And yet, for the majority of us, that's exactly where we will find our cross. The cross of loving a husband through his insecurities and his addictions, through his lack of faith in himself or in God. The cross of loving him as he tries to figure out who he is and how to depend on God to give him strength in his weaknesses. The cross of the plates not being put in the dishwasher or the struggle to compete with his phone. Yes, sometimes our husband is the cross God gives us. But we don't see it that way. We see it as annoyances or disrespects or infidelities. Maybe they are those things, but when we reframe them as our cross our Lord is allowing for us, they now have supernatural meaning. Rather than only a source of pain, they can also be a source of holiness, of sanctification. Holiness with us in the way we respond to the cross, with the interior disposition of self-giving, self-sacrifice, and hope, and holiness in our spouse, in the change that comes over him in his response to that self-sacrificing love. We are both transformed in virtue and holiness when we take up our cross. Again, our cross is never one we expect, and often we resist it. But if we stop resisting and embrace the crosses we are given, we can carry them with faith and hope and love. Now, who would have thought that our children would be a cross? No one tells us that those beautiful, cuddly little cherubs can also be our cross. Sometimes they're born with serious issues, and the cross is letting go of our expectations and loving this child harder than we ever thought we could, even in the face of loss. And maybe we have a cross of sadness that can come with how hard it is. But more often than not, for most of us, the day in, day out of parenting is our cross. The monotony of each day, the constant correcting, the teaching our children how to be respectful and kind and generous, how to be orderly and have discipline of self. The cross of the laundry, the dishes, the housekeeping, all crosses, unless you love doing laundry, and then in my book, you're already a saint. Or maybe it's keeping our patience and not yelling. Or maybe it's showing lots of affection when we just don't feel like being touched one more time. Do you want to know how to carry your cross? Look to Jesus' mother. She knew she was raising the Redeemer. She knew what that would mean in his suffering and in hers. She knew she would suffer. Remember at the presentation, Simeon said, "And you yourself, a sword shall pierce." Imagine taking your child in our day and age to the baptism, and there's an old man sitting out there, and he looks at you and he says, "And you yourself, a sword shall pierce," along with everything else he had to say about your baby. That's a cross. And yet she carried the cross through his years with her with intention, with calm, with love, without wavering. And there she was, at the foot of the cross, standing with the strength of a mother. How could she stand with conviction, with strength, without overwhelm or fear? It's because she knew the joy of the resurrection that comes after the sufferings of the cross. That's how we carry our crosses, fully aware that in carrying of the cross or crosses we have in our life, sanctifying our marriage and our motherhood, we too will experience the joy of resurrection in our marriage and in our motherhood. Life is not without pain, disappointment, and suffering. It's how we choose to live through the pain, disappointments, and suffering that matters. Do we grudgingly drag the cross we are given through life, or do we embrace the cross or crosses we are given with the confidence that God is with us and that these crosses will bring us into the joy of resurrection? I hope you had a beautiful Holy Week. I hope you have a happy, happy Easter. And don't forget, embrace your cross. That's how you become identified with Christ. Take care. Do you have a life coach who helps you be the woman you want to be? The woman God has called you to be? Who helps you sort through your marriage or parenting difficulties and helps you create the mindset you need to embrace your vocation with joy and gratitude? If you're looking for a coach, I would be so honored to help you. Email me at Janet@findingjoyinmotherhood.com.